Good morning. The week of Thanksgiving, getting ready. We're all excited. Do you know two of the most powerful words? Two words that have a good effect on us? Thank you. Thank you. We don't hear that anymore, do you? We don't hear thank you. I try to say thank you a lot. I try to say thank you. It feels good to say it even. Thank you. When's the last time you said thank you to somebody? Sometimes people say thank you when they're trying to work for something or try to be seen. But no, thank you. It's a really, you ought to try it sometime. Thank you. You know my little thing that gets on my nerves. You've got these liberated females today, and you hold the door open and they just march through like you're supposed to, and I go, you're welcome. And it feels good to hear thank you, job well done. Hey, all you Fred Flintstones, when you get up from the table or things are done, make sure you say thank you. And well, I told her 30 years ago, and if anything changes, I'll let her know. No, you can't do that. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. Gentlemen, you woke up this morning. You had something clean to wear. Make sure you said thank you. Thank you is a really nice thing. But ladies, when Fred comes in, thank you for what you've done today. And it's a much better thing to talk to God, because thank you is a God term. Psalm 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. So let Israel say, so I say to you, the people of God, his steadfast love endures forever. Why don't you say that with me? Ready? His steadfast love endures forever. Say it again loud. His steadfast love endures forever. You could do a whole message on that line. The concept of him, of who he is, then the concept of the faithfulness and the steadfast, then love, and then the enduring thing, because things don't, they don't, how, I want to tell you, if you've had a washing machine for 30 years, when it breaks, the next one you get is not going to last 30 years. I'll tell you that right now. We had a problem with ours that we had a long, long time. And this crazy thing that they sent with all these computers and the people monitoring how much water you're going to use and how much you can put in it and tell you how it's going to happen. It takes longer to do the laundry than it takes to do it. But they're smart, you know what I mean? What they're making today will not endure, but his love endures forever. I like that. So let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. That continues in a generation concept. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. David said, out of my distress, I called on the Lord, and he answered me. Notice the style, the way David always communicates with God. He pops out of the box always telling about how good God is, what God has done, the attributes of God. Most of you just start saying about your problems. David waits a verse or two. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me. He set me free. The Lord is on my side. That's kind of a hand on your hip attitude. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? I like some of the translation. What can a mere man do to me? At the end, near the end of that chapter, near the end of it, verse 28, he affirms, you are my God. I will give thanks to you. You are my God. I will extol you. And then he implores the congregation before and those who will come even in the days ahead. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. You're smiling, you're nodding. I hear an amen or two there, because this is good, isn't it? This is very good. It's David's words, but it's really good. And you go, I understand that. That's really, really good. But here's the deal. Because of what we call life, we have a tendency to forget this affirmation. We have a tendency to forget, as she sang, all my life you have been faithful, the goodness of God. And people are discouraged right now. Things are, yeah, you better watch. You better start preparing. The shortages are coming. They waited until this time. It's gonna. You better start. You better pay attention. Something's going on. And people are discouraged right now. One writer said it this way. Due to recent cutbacks, the light at the end of the tunnel has been turned off. How many of you ever feel that way right now? The light in the tunnel has been turned off. My word today is going to be an encouraging word amidst so much that is discouraging right now. Grandma used to say it this way, you better be grateful for what you have. But that wasn't from Grandma. Paul said the same thing. Hebrews 12, therefore, let us be grateful. That's a God thing, okay? Let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Have things around us been shaken? You better believe it. The light has been turned off in a lot of areas. But what you have received, the truth, the word, the touch of God in our lives, and plus the retirement plan, it cannot be shaken. So thus, he said, let us offer to God acceptable worship. Okay, that's New Testament. Go all the way back. Remember the two boys. They made the sacrifice to God in Genesis. You remember that? And this guy, he worked in the field, and he brought that unto God. And somebody said, well, he gave it to God. But the word is acceptable. We sing in another New Testament scripture, let us be an acceptable sacrifice unto God, our body. We present with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Let us be grateful. Let us say, thank you, Lord. Let us say, thank you, Lord. We agree. We're nodding. We all agree. But circumstance of life crowds out, thank you, Lord. Soon the spirit of complaining. As a matter of fact, we live in a time now where the spirit of complaining is always lurking. It's easy to do. And there's little things that can set us off. I'm a Christian. I'm coming to the Lord's house. I have to speak to you today. But I did my morning ritual drive-through. I ordered my Diet Coke. And I pulled away, and it was root beer. I know it. Now it's serious. It was root beer. If you have kids, you know what that is. Kind of threw me for a minute. Got to have it. But I was sweet. I was Christian about it. Because I know what I do. And I never was one that drove a church van with the name on the side because you can't honk at anybody, all right? Yeah. But the spirit of complaining, and it's not a logical thing to be a complainer. Jim Cimbala says it this way, and I love his quote. He said, here's the illogical thing about complaining. Many of us have 7 problems and 770,000 blessings, but we only want to talk about our problems. So let's count our blessings and thank the Lord for every good gift that comes from Him. Is that true? Even when it's root beer, we can do that. Be encouraged today. Maybe you're dreaming for something right now. Maybe you're at a point in your life where you hope to do something, and maybe it hasn't come through. Maybe in a business thing, or maybe it's something you're praying about. Don't give up. By the way, don't let anybody discourage your dreams. Don't let anybody, listen to that. Don't let anybody discourage your dreams. Don't let anybody tell you that it's not going to come to pass. I saw this the other day. He said, if anyone tells you that your dreams are silly, just remember, there's a millionaire walking around who invented the pool noodle. How many of you have seen them little things and go, I could have done that? But dang, that's around my pipes outside right now. I can float on. I didn't know that. Don't let anybody step on your dream. Keep dreaming. Keep growing. But you know the real key in all of that? Keep giving thanks. In fact, in everything, the word says, to give thanks. This should be the daily template, the thing that we lay over our lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, this says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. I just want to do what God wants me to do. And you're thinking about Africa somewhere, or on the mission field, or in Timbuktu, or down somewhere and across the world. No. You can do God's will when you wake up. Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks. Rejoice always. Boy, that's tough. I didn't want to do it with the root beer. Pray without ceasing. I forget sometimes. I crowd things. But in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. The will of God in Christ Jesus. But yes, I'm at a point in my life where I realize I know these scriptures. I've had them on bumper stickers. I've had them on refrigerator magnets. But doesn't God know what I'm going through? Give thanks? That's impossible. I can't get, doesn't he, he's forgot. I can't give thanks in all of this. But we have to. Because if we don't give thanks, the scripture tells me there's consequences in our life. Things get delayed. Things get slowed down. You see, somebody, but I'm not happy. I can't give thanks. That's not. You're not the first one to say that. The children of Israel started going wrong because of two things. Number one, it was their unbelief. Scripture tells it pretty clear. And it was also their lack of gratitude toward God. It was their lack of unbelief that the God that took care of them would still do it. And it was their lack of gratitude for what he had done. See, the etymology of these grumpy children of Israel, they were grumbling, they were complaining. And if we're not careful, we will inherit that from them. And we don't want that. At each turn when they were taking their journey, here's what's unusual. At each turn in their journey that the complaining and the lack of gratitude got louder toward God. God didn't even speak. He just added another year to the journey. He added another year to the journey. Do you know how many years they wandered in the wilderness? Anybody know that number? 40? 40 years. Do you know that it was an 11-day trip? It was an 11-day trip, as the crow flies, as they say. It was an 11-day trip. But their grumbling and complaining and unbelief to God added time. Take another lap, boys. You know, you start in Numbers 13 and you read about it. Put it this way. If the kid leaving Egypt was 10 years old, he was 50 before he got to the promised land. He was on Medicare before he got to the promised land there. Why was it? It was unbelief and it was an ungrateful heart toward God. If they'd have stayed the course of God's plan, if they'd have prayed without ceasing, if they'd have rejoiced, if they'd have given thanks knowing that that was the will of God, I'm confident that journey could have been 11, maybe 15 days at the most. I was reading about the children of Israel this week. John Bevere had a cool quote. He said, complaining kept the Israelites from their promised land, and it can keep you from yours. Wow. You're not thundering amens, are you? But doesn't that sound like our lives? I must admit, I have to be honest with you, that's not always easy. I work at it. When I was writing this, I wrote this line on my notes. I wonder how many blessings I've missed because I forgot this truth. Yeah, but I'm mad and I can't. I'm sad and I can't. I'm afraid and I can't. God doesn't know what I'm going through. But I wrote, I must keep my heart right toward Almighty God. And here's how it starts with an intentional, say intentional, an intentional spirit of gratitude. A lot of people think this walk after you pray the prayer and you say, Lord, be merciful to me, that we just let things, life happen. No, no. This walk, after, especially after the prayer, is an intentional walk. It's an intentional walk. You see, you must understand, if you're not intentional in your walk, the forces of hell are very intentional to derail you, to discourage you, and to take you down right now. We must keep that in our heart. Yeah, we've said it because it's a cute rhyming thing, and you've heard messages on the attitude of gratitude. Well, that's true. That's true. If you will, consider this. I can't do it. Speak it until you believe it. Say it until it's real. Walk it until it's you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? The word says we can do that. Well, I don't want to be fake. No. The word. Do you realize that The scripture, Paul actually writes in Colossians. Here's what he said in Colossians. He tells us that we have the capacity to set our affections on something. That means to lock in. That's a death grip on that. Set your affections. You have the, well, I don't, you can set your affections. You have control over that. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, it might be hard sometimes. It's to a, when it's grinning and happy, it's nothing to it, and you'll sing the song. But boy, when it's difficult, it's hard. In fact, the rest of that said, set your affections on things that are above. What is above? The goodness of God. The goodness of God. The faithfulness of God. Are you getting the spirit of thanksgiving coming your way right now? You know, humans, as I said when I opened a few minutes ago, humans like to hear the word, thank you. Humans like to hear it. And so does God. Do you know God likes to hear that? God's not an egomaniac, but God knows that's the creation. And he just, when they say that, when they say that, when that little baby has been making all that kind of noise, when you picked the man, the baby went, ma, ma. He's a genius right there. That you liked what you heard. Can you imagine when we go, my very own father, my Abba father. It's hard sometimes. We talk about virtues. Bill Bennett wrote a great, great book of the lost virtues in America. You ought to look it up. It might be hard to get. They might have already censored it and put it away. And it's a book about the virtues that we've lost, written by William Bennett. Great classic text. Really good about the virtues we've lost, being on time, being faithful, being polite. We talk about the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, kindness, but the spirit of gratitude is a people aren't thankful anymore. Now, if you were talking to my grandma, as I've referred to a few times this morning, it's because they're not thankful because they haven't had to work to get it. You know, when you give somebody something, that's a clear, clear thing right there. That's a clear thing right there. And that is very, very, very important thing there. And you've seen, you give people something, they don't appreciate it. And they're not going to take care of those things, and that is a Bible thing. You see that there when you work for it. They used to tell us, Daddy's not going to give you a key to the Ferrari until you learn how to drive the Volkswagen first. Okay, you don't want to wreck that thing. John Maxwell. It's a very lengthy statement that he, because I wanted to lift the whole statement. And John Maxwell talks about the spirit of gratitude. He's been a friend of ours for many, many years. He's a great man, and I admire the way he has seamlessly moved in and out, pastored for a lot of years, but moved in the business worlds. And the highest corporations in the world call John, and John Maxwell walks in and speaks into these people, and he doesn't pull any punches. He lays it out. He does it. He's done the research, but you're going to find out when it's over that it all comes from Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, in everything give thanks. It is the will of God. John Maxwell wrote this a few years ago, and I saved it for a day just like this. He said, of all the virtues in life, the least expressed virtue is gratitude. He said, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. Next page. It turns denial into acceptance. It turns chaos into order. Confusion into clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast. A house into a home. Gratitude makes sense of our past. It brings peace for today. And it creates a vision for tomorrow. You want a vision for tomorrow? Maybe that past has not been good. Linda was preaching to me early, and she's laughing. And one of the concepts was about some of the difficult things that perhaps we've walked through, and we say, God, why is that? And we do not understand the fullness of God's thinking with regards to what it is going to do for us in our lives. And we're missing the whole thing because we're not pretty much, did I say it right? Did I say it exactly right? Pretty close, not close enough, I know. But talking about when we go through things, we don't see it because we're so wrapped in and not seeing things through God's point of view. The seminar we went to as kids was the definition of wisdom was seeing things through God's point of view. And I think that's really, really good. Put that last one up there. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today. That's where you are right now. And if it gets in you and it becomes who you are, it creates your vision and it actually draws your vision for the next day. Don't you know God was forbearing with those crazy Israelites? Don't you? He did so much for them. We spent over a year with Moses and God going back and forth. You remember that drill? Whenever they messed up and gave Moses a problem, Moses said to God, "Kill them all." God said, "I love them." And then there were other times that God said, I'm going to kill them all. He said, "No, they're your children, God. There, you remember, it's always your kids." And if you have children in your house, you've had this discussion at one time or another when one of them is not behaving quite right. And it's illustrated to you that they're taking after their father. And that argument only goes one way. I'll tell you that right now. I'm playing with you, but I'm really telling you some big time profound stuff. You want to create a vision for tomorrow? Start walking around with gratefulness in your heart. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Yeah, he knew they wasn't going to buy it the first time. He had to say it again. So the Message Bible drew the picture so fun in Isaiah 40. So why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, O Israel, saying, "Why has God lost track of me? He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening?" He said, God doesn't come and go. God lasts. Stop right there. God does not come and go. God lasts. I love that. He's the creator of all you can see or all you can imagine. Remember your future, the vision of your future? He doesn't get tired out. He doesn't pause to catch his breath. He knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired. He gives fresh strength to dropouts. I mean, how many need that? How many give you some fresh strength today? Fresh strength to the dropouts. For even young people will get tired and they'll drop out. Young folk in their prime will even stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait upon God, those who wait upon the King of Kings, those who wait upon the great I Am that we sang about today will get fresh strength. And I wrote in big red letters under that, fresh strength, fresh wind. We need a fresh wind. Fresh wings, fresh legs, fresh oil, fresh perspective. And every morning when your eyes open, a fresh start. It said they spread their wings and they soar like eagles. They run. They don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. And I can't complain about any of that. So let's give thanks this morning. Let's give thanks. Let's kick up the spirit of gratitude in our heart. The scripture tells me that if I walk with a spirit of gratitude, that it will be health to my bones. It affects my mindset, and those chemicals fall into order that God created. Have you seen just miserable, and they wonder why they're sick all the time? It will be health to your bones. By the way, do not interpret this. Do not misinterpret what I'm saying, that you should be speaking well all the time. This does not mean to walk around parroting Christianese. Got it? This doesn't mean saying little trite sayings. Well, you just got to believe. No. It has to be inside of you. This is not the parroting of a bumper sticker phrase. Oh, I got to believe. We were talking the other night on the radio program about the judge not scripture. You know, a lot of people see that as being passive. No. We're to be a fruit inspector, but we don't walk around with a pharisaical mindset that we're better than somebody. That was the delineation of the scripture there. But our judgment needs to be turned on all the time. It doesn't mean that we walk around parroting Christianese. Well, my arm's hanging off and it's bleeding. I'm just going to give thanks. No, I'm going to get it taken care of, but I'm going to give thanks to God that he is going to get me through this thing. He's done it before. He's done it again. You don't deny circumstance. You don't deny what's going on. No. God gave you a brain. It's God-given. It's God-given right now. It's part of your original equipment. And then what you have to do, you have to ask in addition for the addition of discernment in our lives. It's a proactive thing. It is not passive. It is not, I'm just going to say God's good, la, la, la. No, we have to pay attention. Do you know that in the scripture that when harm was coming to people, if you took that passive mindset, they should have walked out. Peter and Paul should have just walked out to the towns and led, but God wasn't finished with them. One of them was told to skip out of town in a basket over a fence. One of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God told the wise men, don't go home that way. Go home another way. Do not put yourself in positions there. You use your brain and you're saying, God, you are good. You are helping me. We don't ignore what's going on. Be proactive in your giving thanks. Be proactive in your gratitude, because it will set the not only your peace for the day, but as John says, it will bring your vision for tomorrow. You see, more than ever, people love gravitating to the victim club. In fact, that's the way you can belong today. Get in a victim club. Get in a victim club. You belong to a victim club. You're in a group. You're in a group. I'm in a victim club. And boy, you'll get TV time. You're in a victim club right now. And then they love being a victim. They love being a victim. They love being a victim. Oh, I tell you, and you can make money being a victim. You can make a money. You've seen people, and they're making millions of dollars playing that victim card there. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I remember I was doing a, I had to do, I had to sing for a meeting. And the old tent preacher, Brother Shambach, was preaching. I had to work with him a couple times. And he was up there, and he's just roaring and spitting and everything. And I'm waiting for my time. I'm when I'm supposed to sing and all those kind of things like that. And boy, I remember he turned around one time. He said, I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. Do you hear that? And I went, I'll write that down. I'm not a victim. Catering to the victim club will lead to your eventual destruction. And know this, your giving thanks is not a que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours, you see. Que sera, sera. That's the most depressing thing. You want to jump off a bridge after singing that thing. Maybe Doris did a nice job. She's got a beautiful voice. And it's an iconic sound there, but that's the dumbest thing you could ever sing. Just whatever will be, will be. I'm just I'm here on the boat waiting for him to come pick me up, take me to heaven. I'm just going to hang on by one finger at a time. Que sera, sera, whatever. That's a call to worship in a lot of churches today. Or at least the final benediction. And that spirit is not founded on God's word. We're fulfilling God's command when we walk in thankfulness toward God. I wrote it this way. Giving thanks and a heart of gratitude is the fueling component of our walk with God. I'm going to say it again because I wrote it and I went, that's good. It's right here looking at me. Giving thanks and walking in gratitude is the fueling component of our walk with God. You can take that with you. Walking in gratitude and thankfulness is the fueling component of our walk with God. Therefore, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you and the person next to you, all of you who belong to Christ Jesus. We say, thank you, Lord. We love you. We bless your name.